Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm sure you all have either received or heard of the chain letter that a head elder once received and reported to his board of elders. The letter stated, "This chain letter is meant to bring you happiness. Simply sit down and make a list of five other churches that are tired of their ministers. Send a copy of this letter to all five churches on the list. Then send your pastor to the church on the bottom of the list. And in 1 week, you will receive 15,625 ministers. One of them should work out for you." And then there was a P.S. Don't break this chain. One church did and got their old minister back. You know, being a pastor, each and every day for the rest of your life is not always going to be easy. St. Paul knew of the difficulties of the day and also the challenges and the difficulties that young Timothy would face, as well as he knew of those which you and I would be facing today and each and every day in today's world. You know, in many respects, the church today has really lost its spiritual anchor. Heresies of all sorts have tugged, wooed, tickled, and enticed the church to cut loose of that which has held her through tempest and storm. Today, many people and denominations have given in and abandoned the truth of God's word simply because it's uncomfortable for them. You see, it's uncomfortable not to abandon God's word in today's world. If they abandon the truth of God's word simply because it's uncomfortable, what do we have except mayhem in the spiritual world that we live in? It is uncomfortable for them to call homosexuality a sin. Why, it's much more delightful to ordain and marry homosexual men and women. It's uncomfortable to hold to the relevance of God's word today. Well, it's just much more pleasing and soothing and fair for our society to accept that God's word is simply contained in the word. It's outdated. You know, especially when it says that a pastor will be the husband of one wife and that a pastor must be a man. It's uncomfortable to confess that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. Why, it's more agreeable for all people to state that the Bible simply has God's word in it, but it's not really what he said, is it? And if that's not uncomfortable enough, then consider what we have done as a society. We have oppressed the poor. Each and every day we continue it. And we call it the lottery. We reward laziness. And we call it welfare. We kill the unborn and we call it choice. We pollute our airwaves with profanity and pornography, and we call it freedom of expression. And when pastors, churches, and denominations take a stand against these actions, the activists, they go nuts. They go nuts and they proudly, publicly protest against them. Now, excuse me, but if I remember right, isn't that what we are to do? To stand up for the truth? You know, in a religiously confused world like ours that will seemingly tolerate unsound doctrine, it is vitally important for us to do as Paul said in chapter 3 of his second epistle to Timothy, and also in our text for today, to remain sober, level-headed, and steadfast in not succumbing to the temptations to give in to what people want to hear rather than the truth of God's word. A word that makes us wise unto salvation. You know, as people of God, servants of the word, a candidate for the office of pastor, we are called to preach the good news of God in our lives, even in the midst of religious pluralism, hardships, persecution, and whatever else may come along. Paul reminds Timothy that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may thoroughly be equipped for every good work. That is what you are preparing for each and every day. And when I say you, I mean it doesn't matter whether you're the president, whether you're the dean of the chapel, whether you're faculty, whether you're staff, whether you're a first, second, third, fourth year student. It doesn't matter. We are all preparing. It doesn't matter if you've been in a ministry one day or 50 years. We need to hear as well as preach the word in and through our lives. The very same word that makes us wise unto salvation and equips us for living a life of righteousness. You know, in the Gospel of John, Jesus addresses the Jews and he says, "You diligently study the scriptures, because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." You see, both the Old and New Testaments point us to Christ, the Son of God, who forgives our sins, who cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and freely gives salvation through faith in Him alone. This is the creedal faith that we confess with our mouths and our lives. Jesus Christ, God's only Son, came to live and die for the forgiveness of all of our sins. It is this faith, through the work of the Holy Spirit, that changes how we live and how we treat each other. The righteousness of Christ, given to us by His perfect, sinless sacrifice on the cross, this is now ours, and it equips us to speak, to think, and to live as His disciples. You know, one of my favorite things in ministry is teaching little children how to sign and sing their faith. One of my favorite Sunday school songs to teach was called the B-I-B-L-E, and many of you may remember the words and the tune to that song. It goes, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. You see, that has been and will always be our testimony. We stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. We preach the Word because that is our only message. And it is the only message the world so desperately needs today and tomorrow, each and every day after. And yes, there will be those who will always wonder, and they'll come and they'll say to you, is biblical preaching still relevant today? Well, a very good answer is yes. As long as sinners need a Savior, preaching the Word will never go out of style. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.